Women don't walk in your crib and notice the things that you need. If she walk in your crib and your crib like disorganized and not clean a little bit, and she don't clean your crib, she ain't the one for you. She is not the one. And she don't come in the crib and wash your clothes, fold your clothes. She is not feminine enough. I don't want her. If I'm sick and she can't tell me or try to heal me back to life with her affection, with her love, with tea, with food, I do not want her. She is not it.
You can act like a wife before becoming a wife without giving away wife benefits before becoming a wife. I'm gonna run it back. You cannot wait till you're married before you start acting like a wife, because you may never get married. Nobody may ever ask you if you don't show wife qualities. I'm talking like being modest, being speaking respectfully, honoring your body, not showing out in public, not publicly disrespecting your man on Facebook, that kind of thing. But you should not be giving away wife benefits, aka your body, moving in with him, cooking and cleaning for him, before you're a wife.
So I thought that this video was really interesting because in the beginning of the video, we have a man who is, you know, talking about the qualities that would show him, you know, a woman who is for him, a woman who is down for him, ultimately, you know, the wife qualities. And then we have a woman who is talking about the same exact thing to women. What's very interesting is that, you know, this woman is saying the things that you should hold back, the things that you should not do, you know, if you want to be a wife. And then we have this man who, again, the man is the one who is responsible to elevate a woman from, you know, just friend to girlfriend, from girlfriend to fiance, from fiance to wife. A man is in control of that. And he is saying, you know, the actual polar opposite of what she's saying at the end of her video. I found that very interesting. You know, she's saying that, you know, if you want to show wifely qualities, it is how you are, how you respect yourself, how you respect other people, how you don't show out in public, how you articulate yourself to him, like, you know, being modest. You know, she's saying all of these things that are all about outward appearance. It's all about how you're going to act on outside. It's all, you know, everything that she's talking about is representation. Now, let me be clear. The representation and how you carry yourself and how you interact with other people is extremely important when you are going to be in a relationship. However, it is not the most important thing on a list when a man is judging or analyzing, is this woman a wife or not? You have some men, I'm just being honest with you, okay? And I'm going to say some so that you guys know. I'm not saying every man, but you have some men that have a woman who is rowdy with other people, okay? Her mouth gets to go into with you know, other people. But with her man, it would never happen. The way she articulates herself with him, he'll never see it. He'll never hear it. He'll never know it. You meet some couples and you're like, how are they married? She is not that nice. She is not a nice person. But when you see her with him, you are very confused. You're clutching your pearls like, oh. Outward representation is very important. Again, is it the most important? No. The most important thing when a man is watching you and vetting you, because, and let me say this too, you have the contrary. You have women who are nasty in at home to him. They talk to him bad. They talk to him terrible. And when they go to work or when they go outside, they are extremely nice to everybody else. And he is not reaping the benefits of how sweet and how kind she is. She is terrible to him. They get into an argument and she is ready to go off. And people outside in public are like, oh my God, she's like the nicest person. He probably never has a problem with her. And they'd be surprised. The most important thing when a man is watching you is how you move with him. How you care for him. How you talk to him. How you speak to him. I think that one of the biggest problems that I see with women, and let me tell you something, the stuff that this woman said, there's a lot of things that I do agree with. You know, especially, you know, she's going as far as saying, you know, even giving your body. If we had women who, you know, who actually behave that way, we would have a lot less baby mamas walking around. Okay, I'm just saying. A lot less men be putting on child support for foolishness. A lot less babies who the man didn't even want being brought into the world. I'm just saying. We'd have a lot of women with way more self-control. But we know that in this day and time, that is just a dream and a wish. That's not reality. Let's be clear. I even want to go as far to say, sorry, I was trying to be apprehensive, but I even want to go as far to say is that a lot of the women who are the most apprehensive to give their bodies are women who already have a whole bunch of kids. And men be looking at them like, what are you trying to prove? Like, what exactly are you trying to prove here? But anyway, that's a whole different conversation for a different day. One of the problems that I see is that a lot of women, they think that they know how a man's mindset works. They think that they know the key things that will make, you know, other women become a wife because of the things that they did to become a wife and it worked for them. It might be because of their religious background. It might be because the two of them have the same exact core values. It might be that they're from the same town. It could be a lot of other things. But let's be clear, the things that made you a wife don't necessarily ring true on the things that will make another woman a wife. I just got to be honest. Not just the withholding, not just the, you know, not cooking, not cleaning. No, men want to see how you're going to be. A lot of people talk a big game. I want to see the nature that's within you. I want to see who you really are. Holding back who you really are because you think that's going to give you some kind of leverage in the future. Just know that if you cook for a man and he decides that he does not want to marry you because you cooked him one meal or because you went over there and tidied up, I just want to let you know that you was never the one. If you think the deciding factor of him not wanting to marry you or not wanting to propose to you is because you cook and clean for him way too much, I just got to tell you that was not the reason. Go back to the list and check some other things that you had going on because I can guarantee no man ever has ever said that. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? I strongly believe women somewhere somehow made that up. Okay? I strongly believe that. I'm just being honest. As a woman, it is within your nature, in your feminine nature, that if you go around or you're around something and, you know, you see something on the calendar, you like, hold on, can I get a napkin, please? I need to wipe this. I need to just tidy this up. Hold up. I'm hungry. What you hungry for? You hungry? I'm hungry too. You know what? You don't gotta always spend your money. Let me just make something. Yeah, I'd rather make something because I don't want to be disappointed with the food outside. I know how to cook. Let me make something for you. Oh, you don't feel good? Let me put on some soup. If you can't make soup, if you're still in your stages of learning how to cook, I'm not bashing you. Go put on some tea. You know, babe, let me put some tea on for you. Let me warm up this water. Let me get this tea bag. Let me get some honey, some lemon. Let me do something for you because you seem like you're running the fever. Let me go to the store and see if I can get something for you. These are traits showing that you care. A lot of women withhold things from the boyfriend because they're trying to, you know, manipulate the situation or force his hand to do something or get more out of her. But y'all will go jump through hoops to do stuff for y'all homegirls, though. Who talk bad about you, who talk your business, who, you know, shame you, who embarrass you when y'all out in public, who y'all will jump through hoops for them. Y'all cook for them. Y'all will go over their house, go help them clean. Go clean for them. Y'all will pick them up breakfast on the way to work. Go drop it off to you. Oh, girl, I was thinking of you. Your man done paid for dinner. He done took you out. He is giving you no problems. He not giving you no woman stress. Y'all don't got no issue. And if he ask you, hey, babe, what you doing for lunch? You want to make sure he pay every time. You don't never say, you know what, babe? Let me treat you today. You know what? Let me pack you a lunch. Let me handle this for you. Let me do something nice for you. Let me do something kind for you. so that you can know that this is reciprocal. You got my back, I got yours too. Don't worry about it. You guys can't fathom. Oh, do that for a man? A lot of times, you know, we can be on the right track. We can have an idea. But you see, when the men speak on the things that they are making the decisions for, we have to listen keenly. Because a lot of women listen to the cooking and the cleaning and they stop there and they think that it's about the act of doing these things. No, it's about who you are. It's about seeing the inner depths of you. It's about seeing the things that you are capable of. It's about seeing, okay, if I was down and out, this is how she would move. This is how she would react. If I were to make her a wife, or I were to make her a mother, this is how I know that my children would be cared for, because she's just a caring person. I said it before, I'll say it again. Women don't realize that men are always watching you and testing you, especially, you see, the women that they know that is just, you know, the thotty for the week, they're not watching her. They don't care, right? They don't care if she can cook. They don't care if she can clean. They don't even care if she cook real good food. That's not going to make them wife her, because they've already categorized. They know who she is. But you see, especially if a man is pursuing you and wants you to be his girlfriend and wants you to be his wife, he's going to be watching you very keenly. He's going to be watching the things that you do, the things that you say, the way that you maneuver, how you keep the place around you, how you are articulating yourself, you know, when you're mad, when you're angry, when he tells you no, when things don't go your way, he's going to be watching you. If you're eager to be of assistance, you're eager to be a helpmate, or if you sit down and you hold your thumbs and you wait for somebody to always serve you like, you know, you Queen Amidala. We have to be honest about these things. And I know I say that literally in every video, but it's true. It's because there's a lot of fluff in conversations and not enough honesty. People talk about, you know, like getting the results, or, you know, talking about these things and having these conversations and furthering the change. How do we get to the change? By talking the truth, speaking the truth. It will fall on ears that maybe didn't think of it a certain way. Maybe didn't. Oh, you know, I never even thought about that. Oh, you know what? My friends were telling me I shouldn't be my true self, but I should be. Because if he wants to, he will. If he don't want, first of all, you should be having these conversations from the beginning, from the get-go. Some of y'all are trying to convince somebody who told you they don't never want to be married on why they should marry you. Let's start there. let's start there. But you should not be, you know, sitting down. I'm not saying that you need to go run and go move in with this person. You know, I'm not saying that. But something as simple as cooking and cleaning, if you are a clean person, if you are somebody who cooks food, these are not going to be so bizarre things for you. If he is sick and you are, you know, it's within you to be nurturing and caring, do what is within you. If you are trying to learn these traits because you didn't have them, learn them, practice them, practice being nurturing and caring all the time. When you go to the store, not just because you're a woman, you wait for somebody to open the door for you. Open the door and hold it for somebody. Practice being caring for others. It's just my opinion. It's my opinion. I'd like to know what you guys think about this in the comment section down below. I could talk about this I could go on and on and on with this video. We'd be here all day. I'd like to know what you guys think about this in the comment section down below. I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts and opinions on this video. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button and give this video a thumbs up. And I will see you guys in the next one. Love you.